Well, hello there, Take Two family. We made it. The day before Thanksgiving, we've arrived, and we're talking about cooking today on Take Two, your show, and so we need you to participate. We want to make sure we get all the recipes and the cooking tips and everything so we can all go into the kitchen together as we prepare the Thanksgiving meal. So this is your show, Take Two, with Jerry and Debbie. I'm Debbie Giorgiani with Jerry Usher, and hopefully you. We're going to give you the number, and Jerry, I've been looking forward to this show for about a month now, because you know I love all different kinds of recipes and food, and you, I just named you the king of sauces. You like every hot sauce out there.
Yeah, a little variation on my well earned, well deserved title, king of condiments. Yeah, I like to slop up my food, as I like to say. Not all of it though. Some things you got to kind of, you know, leave just the way they are.
I've actually seen you. I've seen you. Sometimes you will even, you know, drink some of the sauces too, that you like them so much. Why do you like such hot sauces?
I don't drink sauces.
I saw you one time.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't like ketchup or something. It was like a hot sauce. I think you wanted to taste it because you make your own hot sauces, don't you?
I do, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it wasn't like sloppy or anything. It was very tastefully done, but I'm just saying you really enjoy that extra flavor on your food.
I do, very much so. Anybody else share that distinction with me, that kind of quirky way of eating? 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986, or just in general, maybe your kitchen is just strewn with all kinds of things that you're going to be like on your mark, get set, go, starting maybe today, tomorrow certainly. Maybe you've got a big Thanksgiving meal planned. Maybe it's just general thoughts about your love of cooking, recipes, trying new things. All sorts of things, different directions we can go with this show today. And it's our last live show before a couple of taped Thanksgiving, Thursday, and Friday shows. So please jump in, participate. Let's make this a lively conversation. 833-288-3986.
We have some great recorded shows for our listeners. We have Thanking God Ahead of Time, and that's for Thanksgiving Day, which is wonderful. It's a great reminder for all of us. And then we have our great interview we did with Bishop Joseph Strickland of Tyler, Texas. So I'm super excited about that for our listeners on Friday. I understand we're going to postpone Matt Maher. I know I had announced it, but he'll be coming up hopefully in December. So I'm excited about those two shows, but you're right, Jerry. Today is love of cooking. And let me just share something. I read an article late last night talking about how food brings us together, right? And, you know, in a world today where, you know, for the past almost 2 years, we've been disconnected and we've socially distanced, right? So food actually brings us together. And there was this article that said there's five ways. Well, of course, because it lets us stay connected, right? We're around the table. Jesus dined for hours. Okay, that's the way they did it back then. They reclined and dined for hours. So they spent that time in fellowship and talking and being in that moment. It helps us learn about food. We can share our culture, which is an amazing thing. Now, Thanksgiving, we kind of all go in the same pattern with the Thanksgiving meal, but that's really exciting to talk about too, even our history. We can live longer, Jerry. It helps us live longer because we are being with the ones we love in that real intensified moment. So that's wonderful. And of course, Jerry, food gives us comfort. And so that's a wonderful way that food brings us together. And I read this article and I thought, yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. That's a beautiful article. I wish I had seen that. Forward me the link to that if you get a chance. So, yeah, indeed, we're talking today about your love of cooking, your love of eating. And as always on this show, you could very well, you could inspire some other Take-Two family members to start maybe new ways of doing things, new traditions. Maybe you've got family traditions you'd like to share. Favorite memories of mealtime gathered around as a family? Do you make preparing, say, for example, Thanksgiving meal? Do you make that a family affair with your kids, your in-laws, your grandkids? And maybe you've even got some new ways of preparing Thanksgiving dinner over the years. Debbie, one of my brothers, my youngest brother, Jim, he likes to deep fry his turkeys. And I've never tried one of those turkey deep fryers yet, but maybe some people listening have, and they can tell us what it's like.
Just make sure you do it outside. I heard one time that somebody did it under a patio or something. It was very dangerous.
Yeah, you got to be careful about things like that.
Yeah. I just wanted to.
It's a lot of heat and grease.
What happened to Jerry Usher? Well, he was deep frying last weekend. I just want to take care of you, Jared. Just want to make sure you do it right. But I know
I appreciate
you would.
That.
Oh, you're welcome. You are really, you know what I want to commend you on? You are really good about, making sure that every bit of food that comes into your house lasts long. Like, cause you were telling me one time how you freeze things and then how you use it for soup and you're very good at that, at really, making things last a long time. I'm not as good at that. You're very good at leftovers too. I will tell you, I'm not good at that either.
Well, I try to be. Yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit of creativity, and you can turn something into magic.
I don't know what it is. Leftovers just don't do it for me. Unless it's pizza. I love leftover pizza or eggplant parmesan. I do love that. But, you know, we're talking about the love of cooking today because we want you to really enter into the Thanksgiving meal as you're preparing it for your family and your friends, in just a new way, and maybe have some of these helpful tips and, you know, just excitement, because sometimes it could be, wow, I got to get into the kitchen and, oh, this is going to be a forever task. And then people eat for a couple hours and then the tryptophan in the turkey takes over and everybody's asleep on the couch. And so, you know, people, I've heard people say that a lot. That's a lot of work, a lot of preparation for a very short time together. What do you think about that?
I can see that. I can see that point of view, but it's very special. You know, obviously Thanksgiving in particular is not just any old meal. It's, we give thanks to God for all of the blessings that we have. And you mentioned the turkey, the tryptophan kicking in. And, you know, that a lot of people usually eat Thanksgiving meal a little bit earlier, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, something like that. So, I know in my family growing up, we were always diving into the turkey sandwiches about 6 o'clock, going back for seconds. So nothing was ever wasted. But all right, Take Two family, a couple of phone lines still open here on this final live broadcast before Thanksgiving, talking about love of cooking and things related to that. 833-288-3986. Join us. It's your show.
We're talking about love of cooking today on the day before Thanksgiving, so we need your help. Step away from the kitchen for a little bit. Make the phone call. Join this conversation. This is your show. You don't have to be Catholic to call in. If you're listening right now, we need your maybe your recipe tips and the things that you love about Thanksgiving and preparing the meal for your family and friends. All you got to do is dial this number, 833-288-3986. And Jerry, before we get to the phones, I just wanted to share with our fine listeners, EWTN Radio is available on smart speakers like Amazon Echo, Google Assistant, and others. For example, you can listen to EWTN Radio just by saying, Alexa, ask EWTN to play Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. And Alexa will happily do so, hopefully. Although if you have the Alexa that's in our house, she does whatever she wants. Hey, Jerry, I'm kind of stuck on what Jeff Burson just shared with us on the break. That just freaked me out. Did you see? So he said his mother at Thanksgiving made chocolate pie and forgot to put the sugar in the pie. Mm-hmm. Was that correct? Did I hear that correctly?
That's what he said, yeah.
Ew.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of, you got a lot of balls in the air. You're juggling a lot of things when you're trying to prepare a Thanksgiving meal. I'm sure it probably only happened one time. But Jeff said, yeah, everybody around the table took a big piece and a big bite. And I can just imagine they were probably saying, Mom, this is great.
Not really. Here's the remedy for that, Jerry. Get a whole can of whipped cream.
There you go.
Right? If you just mound the whipped cream on it, that should work, right? I hope.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yes. I don't know if it's in scripture, but it says something like whipped cream covers a multitude of sins.
See, folks, this is how we get the day before Thanksgiving. Please join us. This is your show. William in Naples, Florida is going to be first up here on Sirius XM 130. That's how he's listening. Hi, William. Welcome and happy Thanksgiving to you.
Happy Thanksgiving to you. Good afternoon. And like Jerry, I like a variety of hot sauces. So I've grown everything from ghost pepper to habaneros. And I'm currently making my own habanero hot sauce. Can you hear me?
Yeah, just fine. Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, yeah, I didn't know if you were there. Anyway, I found this recipe somewhere online and where you let it ferment. I've been doing that, you know, like for 5 days, I put a weight on them. And the garlic and the habanero are fermenting, and it's really good. I made a batch. I'm going to give some hot sauce in little half-pint jars to family and friends for Christmas. In the process, you add vinegar, and then I've added some, like, organic honey. And it's, like, incredibly good. I think, you know, you would like it even. So I wanted to share that with you. You can make your own hot sauce. This habanero plant took off. It just doesn't stop producing. I go out there like every other day and they're like orange, ready to come off.
Wow.
So the climate. I'm in Naples, Florida. I just wanted to share that with you. I'm like you. I like, there are times when food doesn't need anything on it. It's fine the way it is. But there are many times when, you know, the extra condiments doesn't hurt it. So I get it. And anytime, sometimes if I go to Key West or something, I'll go and wander in one of these hot sauce shops, and they have all these different varieties, and I like to experiment with different, what they have out there from Jamaica or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But the habanero is pretty up there on the scale. I still have ghost pepper from a couple of years ago that I dried out and ground up, and I use that very sparingly. But anyway, happy Thanksgiving to you, and enjoy the season. God bless.
Well, if I can ask you a real quick question, William, you know, it's funny. For me now, it's almost the hotter the better, although I have met my match. I have had something that even to smell it made me, my eyes water and everything. But I've never, I haven't always been a fan of hot things. I remember many years ago, my youngest brother, Jim, he would eat, pepperoncinis, you know, they're not all that hot and stuff. But he would eat hot sauce and all these things. And I would say, oh, how can you do that? So I've kind of, my taste for hot things has evolved. I don't know if that's been the same for you. Have you always had that ability to absorb hot things?
Well, let me start out. I'm first generation Sicilian American. So my mother was an excellent cook, but she wasn't, you know, a big hot sauce. We didn't do a lot of hot stuff. That didn't happen until college when we sat around and ate jalapeno peppers and drank a beer or something. But then you're right. My tastes have evolved where what used to be really screaming hot, I can tolerate it better and I enjoy it more. So I think I'd like you, the more you use it without abusing it, you know, use it correctly. But yes, I like to use it on more things that I wouldn't have done before. And it doesn't bother me at all. I kind of like it, actually.
Interesting.
I think it's good for you. From what I hear, that caspin or whatever that seed is that makes it hot,
yeah.
I think it's supposed to be, like, healthy for your system. It's like, it's got to be, you know, when it's that tastes that good.
Sure.
So I go along with it. You might want to try that sometime. That the traditional fermentation. There's another option on the recipe. Quick method. Just boil them. But I haven't done that. I like to do the slow thing. It makes me think I'm like making some really classic aged wine or something.
Right.
But yeah.
Debbie, you're Sicilian. Debbie, what are your thoughts?
Well, I was just thinking, William, from one Sicilian to another, you know, the Sicilian sauces tend to be very sweet. There can be sugar in the sauces, right? And so, I'm sorry?
Yeah, no, I'm listening. Go ahead.
And Yeah, and I was just going to say it's an acquired, you know, kind of an acquired taste for us, especially growing up in a Sicilian household, to pick up the hot, you know, the real hot kind of elements of cooking. And I agree with you. I love it. I mean, I was exposed to it when I moved to Arizona with the culture out here in the Southwest. And I will tell you, I love it because it does heighten the taste of the food. But I agree with you. I think there's some, you know, they've talked about some anti-cancer causing, properties to certain peppers and stuff, so they can really be helpful. I guess some people can't handle it. They don't have the stomach for it and they can't handle it, or it gives them heartburn or something like that. So I guess you have to, you know, maybe kind of ease your way into it. Would you say, Jerry and William?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My mother, she lived to the age of 96 and she was totally with it mentally. But she, you know, she had a heart condition. But anyway, I remember sitting around the table with Mom, and she liked the hot sauce, you know, even into her 90s. And and you mentioned Southwest. I lived in Tucson, Arizona for 3 years, and we hung out. I lived in a Barrio Hollywood, Mexican. Mm-hmm. I was at a graduate school at the University of Arizona, and my wife worked at the hospital, and we had these Mexican friends, and we would go to, El Dorado was this restaurant in old Tucson. And, I mean, you know, authentic Mexican food. We drive down to Mexico. So maybe that's part of my cultivation for the hot sauces, too. I never realized that. But, yeah, 3 years in Tucson, I'm sure had an effect on my taste, for sure.
There you go. There you go. Yeah.
Too cool. Well, that's awesome, William. Thank you so much for starting off our conversation today. I know I put a smile on Jerry's face.
Yes, indeed.
I love the station. Mother Angelica and all the different programs and you guys, thank you. This is perfect. So thank you for sharing.
Well, thank you. God bless you, William. Have a blessed Thanksgiving, you and those that you love. I hope that you have a chance to be with loved ones and family and friends. Thanks for calling Take Two with Jerry and Debbie at 833-288-3986. You're welcome to call in and talk hot sauces if you want, but we're certainly casting the net wider than that, talking about love of cooking, especially as it pertains to your Thanksgiving meal. How is that shaping up for you? Do you have family traditions? Do you let the kiddos get involved in helping to cook, kids, grandkids, family time? Do you set aside the gadgets? Do you tell people, look, this is going to be a time where we all gather around and fellowship along with the food, things like that? 833-288-3986.
We're going next to Alicia in Texas. Alicia, is it Alicia or Alicia? Please help me out. And you are listening on Guadalupe Radio Network. Welcome.
Yes. Hi. First time caller. So just wanted to, I was listening to you guys this morning, and I was also listening to my Alexa. My Alexa also does whatever it wants. So it's kind of like, you know, I suffer with that too. It's become part of my family. So I'm a Mexican descent as well. And so I came from a family where my grandmother was German and my mother, Mexican descent. And so there was always that conflict, right? Who's going to make Thanksgiving and what recipes were going to be put on the table. And so my mother was a connoisseur of creating her own sauces. And there's a couple of things that I wanted to mention on that, but I don't want to repeat what William said in the earlier call, but I too grow my own peppers, and I've become like my mother. My mother has already passed away, but I follow the tradition, and so in the tradition, in our Thanksgiving, I've incorporated quail, and so instead of doing turkey and doing that type of thing, we're going to do quail this year, and I've incorporated a recipe with honey, and I'm going to deep fry them and put honey and some peppered habanero sauce on it, and so we'll see how that comes out.
Wow. I didn't really anticipate this. I usually have, it's early in the morning out here Pacific time, so I usually haven't eaten breakfast when we do this show. And normally I don't have this problem today, Alicia, but you and William and the others, you're kind of giving me, my mouth is starting to water now as you're talking about all of this stuff. But
me too.
That is really cool. A little bit of a departure doing quail for Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I've ever eaten quail at all. But it sounds very interesting. It sounds like you've done your homework on this, and you've got some good recipes that you're going to be following.
Yeah, there's a great place in San Antonio, the Emma Hotel. It's called the Pearl District, and it's this brewery that they turn into a social district where there's a bunch of shops and really great cuisine restaurants, and they actually made the quail there, and it's so delicious. I got my husband to go, and then now he wants to go every Sunday and enjoy the quail. So I decided, well, you know what? Why don't we do stuffed quail with sausage? And mm-hmm. So the sausage is prepared with spices and what have you, not too hot, but the spicier habanero sauce is going to be on the outside of the quail, and then glaze it with mesquite honey. And that's also created here in Texas out of El Paso, because El Paso has the desert land and it's got all that mesquite. So the bees create this white honey. It's a really tasteful honey. And if you want, I can give you the address of where to buy this honey, because it's great.
Yeah.
And in regards to my family tradition, there was always that conflict, right? We're going to do it German style. We're going to do it Mexican style. So we kind of created our own. We don't really follow one way or the other, the traditional Thanksgiving. Each year is different. We either fry it or we tried something different. So everybody wants to come to my house to eat because they know, oh, she's done it something different.
I
have another recipe for devil eggs. So the devil eggs, what I do is I mix the inner part of the egg with Tabasco sauce, and that really gives it a really good oomph. Not too much, just a little bit with mustard, a little bit of mayonnaise, salt and pepper.
Nice. We would love any recipes or where we can get stuff like you said, the honey. I mean, I know you're super, super busy preparing for Thanksgiving, but if you could email us, that would be great. take2@ewtn.com, because I'm sure others will probably ask us as well. But Alicia, real quickly, I want to just ask you, so you have such a love for preparing the food and serving the food and having everybody coming and dining. Does your family, do you guys, like our family, end up in the kitchen? Because we all end up in the kitchen, you know, constantly around, you know, the center island, constantly, you know, nibbling at stuff as things are being prepared. How does it work in your family? I'm just curious.
Yeah, pretty much the same way. I have all of my family sit around the kitchen and watch me cook.
Oh, nice. I like that. I would watch you cook. That would be fun.
They don't participate. They just participate in tasting and giving commentary, you know, but that's it. Yeah, no, that's good, because I'm a control freak, and really there needs to only be one chicken in the kitchen coop. You know, it's just like, no, just me. Just sit down, and I serve, I make, I do. That's the way I like it.
That sounds great. Alicia, thank you so much. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Enjoy that quail. I love the fact that you put honey in the recipe. You know, we're finding out from a lot of our callers, you know, that sweetness helps to make a lot of things really taste as fantastic as they do. So thank you, Alicia. We appreciate that. We have Ruth and Beatrice coming up here on our Take Two with Jerry and Debbie program today, talking about love of cooking, planning family meals, implementing family meals, family time together. What would you like to contribute to the conversation? 833-288-3986. Great to have you with us here on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie on EWTN Radio. Our thanks to the show team. Rich Jesse is our producer. Jeff Burson is on the board today, as we call it, running the controls. And Rich is also monitoring social media for us. We'll try and get to some of your social media comments before the end of the program. And Matt Kubensky is the one that you talk to when you call the program to get on the air with your lovely voice at 833-288-3986. And we're going to go right back to the phones in a minute. But first, we love to celebrate with our affiliates. We always say it on this show. Thank you, affiliates, for carrying the program. Mm-hmm. And Debbie, several of our EWTN radio family members are celebrating their anniversaries this week. Meade County Catholic Radio in Kentucky celebrating 6 years on the air. St. Michael Radio in Oklahoma celebrating 7 years with EWTN. Divine Mercy Radio in Iowa celebrating 17 years of great Catholic radio. Congratulations to Meade County Catholic Radio, St. Michael Radio, and Divine Mercy Radio. Thanks for being a part of the EWTN radio family. We appreciate it.
Amazing. That is beautiful. Happy anniversary. Okay, Ruth is up next, awaiting so patiently in Sioux City, Iowa, on Siouxland Catholic Radio. Hi, Ruth. Welcome.
Hi. Thanks for your program. This is fun. Especially in preparing for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to share what you were talking earlier about the tryptophan and how, you know, it makes everybody sluggish. But I also learned something at a cardiology conference one time by a Dr. Collins, and he was showing MRI images of what happens when you take protein and concentrated sugars and how the arteries just kind of shrink up and... And but that actually reduces your blood flow, if I'm recalling this all correctly. So I just found that interesting that, you know, so if you eat ham and pecan pie, you're probably still going to be on the couch after it. But it's not just the turkey. But I just thought that was fascinating because it seems like after a meal like that, everybody just wants to, you know, we all want to pass out for a while. But
yeah, there aren't... There aren't enough couches, right?
Right.
So Ruth, rather than, you know, kind of slugging our husbands and sons and saying, get up, don't just lay around all day. We should let them just rest because they need to, because their heart is, it's you know, working
along
overtime.
Cook to be able to. And one of the callers has talked about, you know, doing all the meals. But I was so grateful that I always had the kids, you know, they would each kind of help out with an item. And a few years ago when I had the whole family home, I was so sick. I literally was in bed the 3 days that they were here.
Oh.
And so I couldn't cook or do anything. And they made the whole meal, the traditional, all the things that we made. And it was, you know, they were just like, we did it. We did all this. So they, you know, someday they're going to have to do it when we're gone. But that was, for me, was a affirmation that, you know, go ahead and let them share the kitchen, which sometimes can be, you know, challenging, but
right
and
the kitchen still survived, right?
Yeah, the kitchen still survived.
Kitchen's still there.
And but so did they.
So Ruth, did you learn at this conference then? Is that why it always amazes me? So you eat a big Thanksgiving meal, like Jerry said, sometimes it's at 2 p.m. or earlier in the afternoon, and then you go to sleep or take a little nap because everybody's watching TV or doing something like that, and then you wake up and you're starving. Is that because you're craving the sugar again? I wonder, it's probably what that is. It's kind of, I get that when I eat Chinese food all the time. My husband and I will go out for Chinese food, and like 2 hours later, we're starving for it again.
If I understand it right, when you eat concentrated sugar, then your body calls on the pancreas to dump more insulin, and then it'll plummet your blood sugar lower and make you tired, if I remember correctly.
You need to pick me up again.
The blood sugar is, you know, when it's so concentrated, the body tries to call its army out. But once a year with Thanksgiving and all the, you know, I think the dinner is like a Thanksgiving feast, so I think accommodating for those tired slumps and things is
sure. Sure.
Right? You need to come back. You come back up from it. That's so interesting. You guys didn't respond when I mentioned that. Do you guys ever have that when you eat Chinese food? We have it all the time. It's my husband.
I
have been doing this for you. Do too? Okay,
yeah.
Good. I thought it was just Marty. Marty and I were like, is something wrong with us? We're constantly hungry for it again.
are there too? Sometimes there's additives that stimulate appetite. Maybe I don't.
Yeah.
I don't know much about that, but you just made me, you know.
Yeah,
for a minute.
Yeah, like the MSG and stuff like that. Yeah, you're right,
yeah,
Ruth.
Yeah, I don't know the details on that, but it might be a thought.
And
maybe you just worked too hard that day and you you needed more food.
We just like food.
Feel yourself. So, but thank you again for your program, and it's been a joy listening to you.
Oh, thank you, Ruth. Have a blessed Thanksgiving, and keep us in your prayers, and you will be in ours as well, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Very good. That line will be open there, 833-288-3986. Debbie always says on Fridays, don't get started with your weekend yet. Well, I'm sure today, Debbie, you would say don't get started with your Thanksgiving plans yet. Although, I went to Mass this morning, and I try and get there a little early to prepare. And one of the other parishioners at the parish, a gentleman who works there, said he was watching the news, and the traffic, it was just wall-to-wall headlights going one direction, taillights going the other. And they were saying the people have already hit the road and are out there. I thought, well, you know, a lot of that's probably people going to work. But it sounds like people, Debbie, are maybe kind of eager to resume family and holiday traditions that perhaps a lot of us weren't able to do in the last year or two.
Hmm. Where did you hear this?
He saw it on the morning news.
Oh, on the morning news. Okay.
Yeah.
What time is your daily Mass in the morning?
8 o'clock Pacific time.
Pacific time. Wow, that's amazing. Okay, so wait, real quickly, because I just saw Beatrice drop off. Beatrice, if you call back, we'll put you at the front of the line. Beatrice is from South Carolina and was on the line and was talking about salsa. I love salsa. Oh, I love all the different flavors of salsa. They have, oh, boy, if you come to Arizona, you get every salsa you can ever imagine. But hey, let's do something fun, Jerry. You want to? Are you up
for
it?
Yeah.
Okay, always. Let's do like a speed round, okay? So call in and just quickly call in and tell Matt you want to get on the air just to say what is your favorite part of the Thanksgiving meal, okay? Favorite part of the Thanksgiving meal, 833-288-3986. Just call in and tell it your favorite part of the Thanksgiving meal. My mother would say the pumpkin pie. My mother, God rest her soul, she loved pumpkin pie. Mine is stuffing. How about yours, Jerry?
I was going to lean towards stuffing. Yeah, obviously the turkey is really good. Gosh, there's just so many choices. Pumpkin pie, absolutely. I don't know if it's traditional to Thanksgiving or not, but you know that pea salad that you make with peas and what is it, mayonnaise and stuff in it?
Mayonnaise, yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure I've had that at Thanksgiving, but that just popped into my head for some reason. Mm-hmm. Don't ask me why.
What about the string bean casserole with the onions, the
Yeah,
canned
I was thinking about that too. Yeah.
Pecan pie. That's what Rich Jesse just said. You know, the only problem with that is sometimes I think that it can be very sweet. Have you ever noticed that?
I typically don't eat pecan pie.
Yeah. It's overly sweet. Oh, that's Jeff that said that.
That was Jeff.
Jeff said that. But I like pecan pie that's not that sweet, and then you can add a little whipped cream on top of it.
You and your can of whipped cream, Debbie.
I know. What's the matter with me? I know. It's crazy. Rhubarb pie, I like that. I like all sorts of pies. How about pies? Do you want to talk about, maybe have an extraordinary pie? I know some people love French silk pie during Thanksgiving meals, but you got to call in quickly. This is like a speed round. We want to hear your favorite part of the Thanksgiving meal. You can talk about the sauces. You can talk about anything that is, part of your area of the country that you live in or your culture or anything like that. Maybe you do something totally, off the wall for Thanksgiving and you have an Italian feast or something like that. So share with us, but go quickly. Just go quickly, speak to Matt, get on there with us, and let's have a speed round of see what you like. How many people love stuffing? So Jerry, there's the two of us that like stuffing. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to write this down. Nobody said turkey yet. Well, you said turkey.
Yeah. You can't not, well, I guess you can not like turkey. I guess it's possible. But as far as a Thanksgiving meal goes, yeah, I don't know many people who don't like a mm-hmm. big pile of turkey on their plate. And you know, we had an email from Pamela the other day. I just wanted to mention this too. We didn't get around to it on what are your plans for Thanksgiving. And she says, good morning, Jerry and Debbie. I will most likely be spending Thanksgiving alone in my home. However, I will spend that time praying, giving thanks to God for all of the blessings that I have received throughout my life. I'm grateful for all of my family and friends through good times and bad. I'm grateful for finding my Catholic faith. She says, I was Catholic all of my life without realizing it. And grateful for all of you at EWTN who are helping me through this journey with Christ. And she closes, my heart goes out to all those who are suffering and for those that have lost loved ones. Peace be with you. That's from Pamela. Thanks, Pamela, for
getting
a hold
Pamela.
Of us.
Yes, thank you so very much. Okay, speed round is going. You guys, we only have two open phone lines. Hurry, it's a speed round. Tell us what you like about your Thanksgiving meal. 833-288-3986. We've never really done this before in 6.5 years, so we may have to put this on the calendar for 2022 because it seems like you guys want to go fast. All you adrenaline seekers are coming in pretty quick. What is this? Matt Gabinski just said roast parsnips and sauteed kale and garlic, a lot of garlic. Interesting, Matt. I love kale. You know, a lot of people don't like kale, Jerry. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, I'm not that familiar with it, actually.
So. I love kale. I love kale chips. I love, you can make them in the oven. They're really good. But I heard a lot of people don't like it. They just don't like the taste of it. But that sounds interesting, Matt. You'll have to give us that recipe with lots. I love lots of garlic. Garlic's good for you. Okay, there's an open phone line. Come on, you guys. Tell us your favorite part of the Thanksgiving meal. 833-288-3986. You got to hurry. We only have a few minutes and we want to get you on air. Jerry, I just have to say this. Okay, I'm just going to state it. I'm not a person that likes stuffing that is cooked inside the turkey bird. That's not for me. My mother used to always make it separate, and I liked it that way. Are you the one that likes it inside the stuffing?
Either way, I think is fine with me. As long as it's not dry.
Do you put gravy on it? Because I put gravy on it.
I have, yes, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
One of the few times I eat gravy, yeah.
Oh, really? Okay. This is so good. Okay, so let's see what Catherine has to say. Catherine is driving through Virginia. She's the first one on our speed round, and she's going to share with us her favorite part of the Thanksgiving meal. Hi, Catherine. Welcome.
Hi. My name, I call it cornbread dressing, not stuffing, and I do cook it outside the turkey, and it is magnificent. I love it dearly. Mm-hmm. I have one other thing. And that is, you're talking about confites being sweet. I make pecan date wedges without a crust. And what we do is we have, it's chewy and wonderful and not too sweet.
Wow.
Are you there?
We are here and getting hungrier by the second, Catherine. what did you say? Pecan date wedges? Is that what you said?
Yes. It's a wonderful recipe. You know, the jello, not the jello, but the custardy kind of part of the pecan pie is filled with the dates. And so, therefore, you don't have a crust, but it is wonderful. You should try it. See if you can find the recipe. I can't. I'm driving, so I couldn't give it to you now. But it is really good. But my favorite part of the meal is the cornbread dressing that's made, you know. I'm from the South, originally Mississippi, and cornbread dressing is the thing you have to have.
Yeah. Beautiful. Thanks, Catherine. I love how people have very specific, unique recipes that they prepare, you know, probably each and every Thanksgiving that are different from a lot of other people. Thank you, Catherine, for that. We appreciate that. John is in Dodge City, Kansas, listening on Sacred Heart Radio. Hi, John. Welcome to Take Two.
Hi. I have two things. My favorite thing for Thanksgiving is my wife only makes it for Thanksgiving is mincemeat pie.
Yes.
I just absolutely love it. I'd rather have that than pumpkin. Anyway, the other thing that my mother used to make all the time is carrot and pineapple salad with, you put it in Jell-O salad. Mm-hmm. You put it in orange Jell-O. Oh, it is absolutely fantastic. She used to do that for Christmas and Thanksgiving. And so my wife says, well, if that's what you want, you make it. That's what I'm doing.
I love it. I'm just curious, John, real quickly. So your wife only makes the mincemeat pie just once a year? You can't get her to make it twice a year?
Once a year is all like, yeah, right.
Okay,
And that's okay. It makes it special.
Okay, that's true. Oh, that's so good. Yes, that's wonderful. You're thankful for it. That's great. Well, we hope you enjoy it.
I will.
Okay. Amazing. Right.
Thanks, John.
Thank you, John. Have a happy
Thanksgiving.
That was great. That was great. I forgot about mincemeat pie. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That is fabulous. And you wanted to share?
Yeah, real quickly, before we take more of your calls, kind of a speed round here, your favorite part of the Thanksgiving meal, 833-288-3986. This is Wednesday. EWTN has the open line program every day at 3 o'clock Eastern Time with a different expert. Today, it's Father Mitch Pacwa answering your questions, taking your calls right here on EWTN Radio, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, and at Encores at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. That's open line today with Father Mitch Pacwa.
Okay, we're going to go to Kay, and Kay is in Atlanta, Georgia, listening on the iHeart Radio app. Hi, Kay, welcome. What's your favorite part of the meal?
Kay, you with us?
Hello, Kay.
We won't hang up on her. We'll have Matt check
that. Okay, yeah, and we just make sure we mention, because she's going to talk about her granddaughter who loves green beans, so we're going to talk about that, but hopefully we'll get Kay back. But let's move to Cindy. Cindy's also in Georgia, listening on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Cindy, welcome.
And happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Same to you.
And what especially the memories of the dishes that my mom used to make, and hers was the wild rice casserole, which you just take the wild rice and white rice, and then you put the cream of mushroom soup and some mushrooms, and then on top you can also put some slivered almonds on top. So that was my favorite. It's the memories also that when you take that bite, and with the marriage, both our parents are, I'm one of eight, so our parents are gone, so it's just, you know, it's just the memories you have as everyone being together. But my most favorite is the canned cranberry, jellied cranberry sauce.
Me too.
Oh, go ahead.
It has to be the smooth one, though. The smooth, not with the little berries in it, right, Cindy?
Oh, no, yeah. It's just the canned one with no berries.
Right. I'm sorry, Jerry. I had to jump in because that is my favorite. It was my mom's favorite, too. Go ahead, Jerry. I'm sorry.
No, that's beautiful. Cindy, you're one of eight kids. God rest the souls of your parents. It sounds like they were extremely loving parents, giving parents, open to life, having eight kids. And I'm so glad that you have this memory. Do you prepare that now? Is that something you have taken on as part of your Thanksgiving meal preparation, Cindy?
Oh, yes. And I think most of my siblings do, because we're all still around. Now, we all don't get together because we're all over the country.
Sure.
My sister also lives here in L&J, but yes, we all make the wild rice casserole.
Wow.
And all the fixings.
Sure.
Thank you for listening. And I just want everyone to have a blessed Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Everyone be safe.
Be safe, travel safe, stay healthy, and be grateful. Be grateful, Cindy. I know it sounds like you can hear the gratitude in your heart. Thank you for joining us on the program. We appreciate that. It's Take Two with Jerry and Debbie, winding down our final live broadcast of Thanksgiving week, asking you the favorite part of your Thanksgiving meal, a kind of a speed round here. So we're going to go back to Kay in Atlanta, listening again on iHeartRadio. Hi, Kay. Thanks for staying with us. Welcome.
Hi, Jerry. Hi, Debbie.
Hi.
I had to call you because my little granddaughter, Addie, I think Debbie's going to love this. Addie gave me the best recipe of all. And like you all say, we all have to have the exact same dishes every Thanksgiving. Well, I was starting on the green bean dish, and Addie wanders in last year, and she said, "What are you doing?" And I said, "I'm cleaning the green beans. You want to help me?" So we're snapping them, and all of a sudden she says, "Can I try these, Yaya? Can I have one like this without cooking it?" And I said, "Of course, Addie." So she, "This is yummy." So then her brother wanders in, Jacob. And he's five. She's three. And he loves them, too. So this year, you know, say, "Mom, you're going to make this, and you got to have that pie." And we'll, and I said, "Absolutely." And Addie and Jacob both pipe up, "And you will have our raw green beans, right, Yaya?" I said, "Absolutely. Oh. That's become my favorite recipe." But anyway, I thought I'd share that with you. No problem there. Raw green beans. Just have to snap them and wash them.
Wow.
Yeah,
and
I love
them for the rest of the family.
They'll always remember that, Kay. Yep, they'll always remember that.
That's my best memories. My aunt and my mother always let us in the kitchen, and we always helped. And then when they got older, my sister and I took over Thanksgiving and Christmas. And my boys do the same thing. I taught them how to cook. And there have been a couple of times now where they've hosted. And so the moms that are a little tenuous about letting the kids in the kitchen, I say, "Let them in, because it'll turn around and help you out years when you get older." I'm 75 now, and I'm telling you, every Thanksgiving gets better. And one last thing, my dad died near Thanksgiving, and it was like 2 days before. And I'm just going to tell those people out there that have lost a loved one at this time, and also that the Christmas or any of the big holidays, change it up. That's what we did, because my family was very traditional, like yours, Debbie, and yours, I'm sure, Jerry, everybody's out there. And the worst thing that seemed to me to try to do is to duplicate it without Dad. So Mom and everybody was so willing, we went out to a restaurant for that Thanksgiving and changed it up entirely. So nobody cooked, if people wanted to have a Thanksgiving dinner, they could at the restaurant. If they wanted to have meatloaf, if they wanted to have spaghetti or lasagna, and it was good. Because Dad wasn't with us, and we changed it up. And that's just a little tip maybe that will help somebody. It sure helped us get through it. And yeah. So I wish you both a happy thing. I just love your show. I look forward to it. I usually am making lunch for my husband. He comes down from his home office. He goes, "It's Jerry and Debbie, I know, because you're laughing your head off." But I love you guys. Happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, we love you too, Kay. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for sharing that joy about your grandkids loving those raw green beans. That's going to be something, Debbie, like you said, that will they'll carry that through their entire lives. They'll pass that on to other generations, I'm sure.
Absolutely. That is a great call. Thank you, Kay, so very much, and your kind words as well. Okay, you guys have definitely spoken. We're getting all the text messages flying in. We will definitely consider doing speed rounds in 2022 because you love it. The phone lines are just on fire here today. That's pretty exciting. So we'll go to Denise in Melbourne, Florida on Alexa. Hi, Denise. Thanks for waiting. Your favorite part of the meal.
Hi, guys. I love listening to the both of you. And about 5 years ago, I was listening to Women of Grace with Johnette, and she was sharing a recipe for a cornbread souffle. And I've been making it ever since.
Wow. Did she give the whole recipe on the air? Did she post
did.
It? Some?
She oh, did. Okay. Oh, yeah, nice. I did tweak it a little bit because I wanted to make it larger. And but it's a really simple recipe with Jiffy mix, the Jiffy cornbread mix, several boxes, sour cream, kernel corn, and cream corn, some butter. And mix it all together. That's pretty much the recipe. And just put it in the oven, bake it, and it's absolutely superb. And that's been our tradition now for, well, about 5 years now.
Wow. Aww. Did you ever tell Johnette that you adopted that as part
of
your family?
No, I never did. No, I never did. But that's a great idea. I probably should. And probably need to send her a text or an email to tell her how great it is. But if anybody wants to try it, it's, once again, it's really simple to make. The cream corn, the kernel corn right out of the can, several boxes of the Jiffy muffin mix, cornbread muffin mix, and sour cream, butter. Nice. That's really simple, and it's just so good. I've shared it with neighbors, and it's you can freeze it if you have, you know, extra. So
that's beautiful. Well, Denise, as you were talking, I was praying that Johnette is listening to the show. And if she is, I'm sure she has a smile on her face. So that is so wonderful. Great, great recipe. Thank you for sharing. And God bless you. Have a happy Thanksgiving. We have to move on. And you guys have been waiting so patiently. We're going to read your comments. So Jeanette, who's driving through Utah, you love your mom's rolls. Jerry, Patricia in Charleston, West Virginia, has special tomatoes. And also to Sue in Rhode Island, likes all leftovers. I love that, Jerry.
Miranda in Virginia likes homemade dressing. Cindy in Detroit, oyster stuffing. She says shrimp, salmon, and soup while we prepare the main dinner and oyster stuffing. Wow. I'm going to go eat something.
Me too. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Yeah. God bless you all, and we'll see you live on Monday. Until then, have a beautiful and blessed Thanksgiving, and St. Joseph, please pray for us.